Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. And as it's the beginning of the month, it's just you and me. And as it's the beginning of the year, when talk tends to turn to new year, new you, not my favourite, I wanted to take some time to reframe it, or at least look at things from a slightly different angle.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So in this episode, we're reframing the whole new year, new you nonsense. And here's the reason why. For years, I started every new calendar year focusing on what I lacked, my inadequacies, my perceived flaws, what I couldn't do, what I was scared of, and what I struggled with. And while I do believe it's good to interrogate the things you can improve upon, to be preoccupied with all of those things, especially so soon after a period of fun and festivity, is the 180-degree mental shift no one needs, in my humble opinion. So in what might be my most indulgent episode yet, rather than focus on what I want to change or what I think I should change, I'm going to share with you what I think I've learned, what I know, and the lessons I have learned, sometimes the hard way, over the years. And the first one is to embrace failure. There is no shame in making mistakes. The sooner you see your screw-ups as a good thing, the less fearful you'll be of listening to your gut. That's not to say you should navigate life without care or caution, just that the lessons you learn from your mistakes and your wrong moves tend to be the most valuable lessons of all. They accumulate over time into a wonderful, colourful tapestry of experience and wisdom, and it would be a shame to miss out on that by always playing it safe. And I know this because for a long time, I sat on the sidelines of my own life. I've watched other people make decisions, be daring, and take risks while watching from the comfort of my own inaction. But it becomes a boring place to be, so make the move that might cause the heartbreak. Take the opportunity that might make you fall flat on your face and throw yourself into the thing that scares you, because all those little pieces of learning make you a better, well-rounded, and more interesting person and a better friend. And let's use Taylor Allison Swift here as an example. Romantic mistakes, breakups, heartbreak, they can feel like the worst thing in the whole world. But without Taylor putting her heart on the line so many times over the years, we would not have her mighty musical canon, and she would not have been able to put into words and music the thoughts and feelings and emotions that make us feel alive. Or maybe that bit's just me. Number two, your friends are your ultimate streaming service. We have more entertainment at our fingertips than ever before, with channels giving us everything from clips to documentaries, films and TV series, podcasts and audiobooks. I mean, that's just to name a few. And while it is great, and I'm definitely subscribed to a decent amount, I've realised this year especially that my friends, the people I surround myself with, are a real life streaming service that I need to spend more time tuning into. You know that feeling when you turn on the TV and you think you want something comforting, or maybe something new, or perhaps a film you've watched 100 times before but will always watch again? I've come to realise how important it is to have friends like this too, not just those close friends with whom you have shorthand and that require no work at all, to really embrace a variety of friendships and of people and of experiences. I learn so much from my friends, whether it's about life, love, business, or anything else for that matter. I am invigorated and energized by each and every one of them in completely different ways. And in 2024, I want to nurture those bonds and embrace the variety of the people around me. I create a podcast, for goodness sake, where the thing I love to do the most is to look at the world through other people's eyes. And it brings me so much joy and provides such valuable perspective and has really made me sort of live 1,000 lives within just one. And your friends and acquaintances can do the same. Number three, move your body. Now, this has nothing to do with pursuing a specific physical aesthetic, shape, or weight. This is about the very basic feel-good function moving your body affords you. It does not require the latest high-tech sweat-wicking gym kit or a pre-workout smoothie. It just means getting up and moving in a way that feels good for you. A walk outside, honestly, can clear away mental and emotional cobwebs and loosen up a body like nothing else. Something on your mind? Get up and move. Problems have a way of changing shape when you consider them on the go. Feel like you're coming down with something? Get up and move. Your body will quickly tell you whether it needs to rest or whether you've got more than you thought in the tank. Feel down? Get up and move. When I was struggling with depression, I thought the best place for me to be was holed up on a sofa, under a blanket, or in a bed. But making the decision to walk around the block, even though at times it was so physically demanding, instead of staying on the sofa or on the bed, was one of the most vital and transformative actions I made in my recovery. And it doesn't need to be walking. Some yoga, Pilates, or following a gentle exercise routine on YouTube. Honestly, there are so many millions of free videos on YouTube that you can follow along with when it comes to exercise, whether it's hardcore or whether it's the easiest thing possible. Just go and find them. They're amazing. But a decision to do a little bit of this every day will accumulate over time and you will be so glad you did. Number four, be honest with everyone. But most importantly, be honest with yourself. This isn't just about telling the truth, because there's being honest and there's having no filter, and I'm certainly not steering you towards the latter. But if you communicate honestly with others, even if it risks a difficult conversation, then misunderstandings and cross wires will be much less likely. I personally love a straight shooter. I love a straight shooter. And when I think about it, all of my closest friends are people who will give me a straight and honest answer. People won't always like your honesty, but in the long term, it creates far less friction. And then, of course, there's honesty with yourself, because it can be so easy to find comfort in denial. All of the progress and changes I've made in my life, which many of you have been on this journey with me for nearly 8 years now, the show turns 8 in April, can you believe? But they have all proven to be positive, but they only came from a place of being honest with myself and also accountable. I've asked myself questions such as, could I have done things differently? Was I as kind as I could have been in that situation? Did I overreact? Did I take that insert situation here too seriously? Did I need to respond that quickly and in that way? And many other permutations of the same thing. And even though I would have preferred the answer to be, no, Emma, you were 100% correct and it was everything and everyone else that was wrong, that would have been a lie. And facing up to where I could and can do better, which I suspect will be a lifelong project, because how boring if it wasn't. Well, it hasn't been easy, but it has reaped a ton of benefits and I feel better for it. And number five, stop seeking instant gratification. Dear listener, this is a lesson I feel as though I'm only just really getting my head around. And this is a two-pronged life lesson. So the first prong is that for many years I thought naively that actions caused reactions and there was an immediacy to that. And that was that. You did something happened in return. When I look at it now, it actually made for quite a transactional mentality, which is a bit grim when I really look at it. I now respect the timeline. I've talked about this before, but in coming to terms with and overcoming my binge eating disorder, it was relinquishing the idea of a quick fix that allowed me to see the path ahead of me clearly, a path that involved consistent action over time that would elicit the results I desired. And it's so seductive to think, if I do X, then Y will happen immediately. But the truth is, I have come to embrace the graft, to take action every day, no matter how big or how small, towards a goal. The trap here is that it can look as though others are enjoying a kind of instant gratification privilege where everything they touch turns to gold very quickly. But unless you know what's going on behind the scenes, it's safe to assume it isn't that clear cut at all. And the second prong here of this instant gratification is when it comes to consumption. And I'd wager this is something we're all experiencing. Next day, even same day delivery, not having to wait for things to download, not having to wait for the internet modem to boot up or whatever it used to do, where it used to make a hell of a racket. Everything you want is available at the touch of a button or an app. For everything you can enjoy immediately, savor something slowly. Fast food one day, enjoy something slow cooked the next. An hour lost to TikTok at lunchtime? counter it with a documentary later that day or later that week. Of course, this is simplistic, but I've noticed that by consuming things easily, I'm less likely to give time and effort to things that are much more nourishing, but require a little more effort from me. And I'm not just talking about food here. I didn't use Instagram for the whole of December, and in doing so, I realized how much time I wasn't spending reading books and newspapers, engaging in long-form, well-researched content that was informative rather than just entertaining. And the takeaway for me was how much I was missing out on by being constantly engaged in something that actually wasn't giving me that much at all. So, brief as it is, forget the new year, new you instructions that will be all over the internet, your inbox, wherever it is, and just think about what you do know for sure, because you've probably learned those lessons the hard way. They probably haven't happened overnight, and you should appreciate the things that you have come to know to be true, all while keeping an open mind to have your mind changed, your opinions maybe adapted as you grow with wisdom, with time, with all of those other things. I hope that you have enjoyed this shorter, but hopefully insightful episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I appreciate your time hugely. And if you want to get in touch with me, all you have to do is email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Gunns, or you can join the Facebook forum. The link to that is in the show notes, as will all of the links to anything that I've mentioned, although I don't think I've mentioned any links in this episode. But essentially, the way to contact me is in the show notes. And additionally, the way to watch episodes of the podcast, because I'm currently uploading the archive to YouTube, is also in the show notes. And I would love it if you could go and subscribe to that, just so that the numbers go up, because that would be fantastic. But also, it might be quite interesting if you have listened to a past episode, you might find it quite interesting to see what that conversation actually looked like. So there we go. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope your 2024 is going to be magnificent.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.